Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What are your socials there, Rachel? What are your socials, Rachel?
Rachel Ware Comedy.
On all of them?
On all of them, yeah. Rachel Ware on Facebook, Instagram.
All right, and she's doing
You got a website?
No.
You're on comedy show in underwear tonight.
You're on the TikTok? You got the TikTok?
I got the TikTok. Rachel
YouTube,
Ware
you
Comedy.
You got a YouTube channel?
No, YouTube. Todd, I need to talk about me being in my underwear. Please.
Okay, tonight. Where's it at?
9:30 p.m. at the Backline, downtown Omaha.
Nick's in Fremont tonight doing some comedy.
Yes, RD's Place in Fremont tonight, tomorrow night, Smithland, Iowa at Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse.
All right, who's coming up next week, Puss? What we got?
Let me see here.
I hate to blindside you like that.
But
George Lopez is later today.
Lopez later today, right. Yeah, we love George.
Yeah, just the regulars next week so
all
far.
The regulars next week? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
My friend Mike Baldwin from Wichita will be here on Friday.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Oh, all speaking of Wichita, they're going back and forth about Valley Center. You know, they've had some incidents in Valley Center, and then people were called to defend their town, saying, yeah, there's progressives here in Valley Center. And
the progressives are checking in. Right,
and then now Anthony says, zero things about Valley Center are progressive. They bitched about a new stop sign.
That's Sorrento sitting in front of his locker, too, by the way.
Yeah.
From Major League, right?
Killed one chicken on home plate, and the whole high school baseball season's gone.
Yeah, it is. You don't do that.
What is this world coming to?
Yeah. You see that crazy bitch, the South Dakota governor, brags about shooting the dog?
Huh?
Yeah, why did she shoot
her
dog?
Shot her own dog, man.
What?
Because that's what you do to put them out of their misery.
I was going to say, did it have rabies or something?
Nope. She just didn't like it.
Really?
Oh, I read it.
Sort of a Cujo situation. Yeah. That's not cool.
No, well, apparently she's sucking up to Trump because Trump hates dogs, and that's the story I got. But because she's probably going to be his running mate.
What is happening?
But she's a crazy. No, she did. I just read
it
the story.
Wasn't
I saw that she shot her dog.
No, it wasn't sick.
Yeah. She didn't
threw
have
it. In the pit and shot it.
Humanely euthanized.
She hated that dog. She said.
No, she shot it. Wow.
She shot it.
She like put it between.
It was a dog that couldn't
didn't learn
to hunt. Was eating some of her chickens. I don't know. Whatever. It's a hunting dog that didn't learn to hunt would mess around. She said she hated that dog and she shot it. You know, this
that's
is
horrible.
South Dakota's brilliant, aren't they? Wow, what am I saying? We got Pillen. You know, he's pretty douchebaggy too. Yeah, it's a horrible story. I don't want to get into it. We talked about.
I guess we did.
Yeah, we did. Now, cats. If you grow up with cats, you're schizo, right?
Equally bad news about cats. Well, just cats.
I had some cats when I was a kid. I don't think it's a big deal.
Recent research published in the Schizophrenia Bulletin, and I get the actual physical copy of that at home. I get it mailed to me. Suggests that exposure to cats in early life may increase the risk of developing schizophrenia and related disorders in young adulthood.
Well.
Yeah, well, May. Yeah.
It's one of those where it increases your chances from whatever it is normally to a little higher.
I want to know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, part of me is like, is it is it actually cats, or is it like a chemical in cat litter that you're around all
that,
the time?
That's a great line. That's
you know
a great
what I mean?
One, because you're right. Because you can't change a pregnant woman cannot change cat litter. I know I had to do that because we had cats when my wife got pregnant.
Research into the environmental factors contributing to schizophrenia.
Yeah, my wife had two cats when we met. Yeah.
I can't picture you hanging out with the cat.
Yeah. Sometimes pointed to cat ownership as a potential risk factor. They're really not giving us any details here.
I
think it's pretty far-fetched. Yeah. There has to be. It's not.
I think
it feels a little clickbaity. Yeah. I don't think it's cats.
No, this is a side post, and they don't put crap up. They put actual research up.
Here you go, Todd. The interest is largely due to the role of Toxoplasma gondii parasite, a microscopic organism that can infect most animals and birds, but reproduces sexually only in cats, making them primary hosts.
So there's some science behind it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
lies the crazy cat lady. Maybe that might start there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's authentic.
Nut job, yeah. And somebody mailed their cat through Amazon or something like that. What's that story? Was it an accident or what?
They couldn't find their cat.
Right. What happened?
And a week later, they found out. I don't remember where they were from. Yeah, they were
Utah.
So they were from Utah. Their cat goes missing. They're looking all over for it. They get a call from L.A. or California a week later. Somebody scanned the chip. They'd mailed some boots, like some work boots, to return. Right. They opened up this box, and there's a cat in there.
Oh, so they taped it up with the cat in there.
The cat jumped in the box,
and they
didn't know.
The cat was in there.
There had to be
truly
some...
a Schrodinger's box situation.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
There's the cat in the box, right.
Yeah, only know if we open it up.
Because it didn't live.
It obviously
right.
was, no,
oh,
it wasn't.
Lived.
No, it lived.
Shut up, really?
It went 6 days without food or water. Survived.
But it obviously wasn't airtight.
It was just a cardboard box.
Cardboard box. Yeah. Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, no, I knew it was alive, too. I didn't want to bring it up until I saw that. Yeah, it was alive, you know.
Yeah, they flew out
then
there.
Then Kristi Noem
just
shot it, and she just shot it.
Okay.
I didn't know Trump hated dogs. I don't know why the opposing party doesn't lean into that.
I don't
trust. Because they don't have enough balls?
Yeah.
I don't trust anyone who doesn't like dogs.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, see, that should be the message they're putting out.
Man's best friend.
Well,
come
on, like the worst person on earth. So we all know that. If you like the guy, that's not going to stop you.
That might finally tilt some people.
I doubt.
He could shoot a dog on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
So she just blew away a dog, and I hated that dog. She's a horrible person. Well, we always knew that.
Yeah.
Though.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
These people, though, I get. They said they were looking all over for this cat.
That's crazy.
I'm so happy. So they mailed it back, right?
They flew to pick it up.
Did they? Oh, my God.
I don't think you could, package that cat up and ship it back.
What the hell?
Yeah, that wasn't right.
Again?
Yeah. That cat will never get into another box the rest of its life.
No, it won't.
Right. No,
it
no.
will never go into one.
I wonder if it'll still poop in a litter box.
Like,
the ones you crawl in.
It doesn't have big walls.
But... Yeah, the ones with the cover on the top. Those were the boxes. You're right.
They actually couldn't take the work boot return because it was covered in cat pee.
It had to stink.
Box had to stink.
The cat got lucky. One of the corners of the box split open little
that's
bit.
That's why there was some air.
So it was getting a little bit of extra oxygen, and they said it was in a warehouse, so it wasn't too hot, too cold. So it was really kind of ideal situation for the cat to not end up dead.
The cat had a vacation. I mean, minus food and water, but
yeah. They said it was mildly dehydrated and a little skinnier, but other than that, fine.
And walked out and said, "What the hell?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if it's the wrong cat, do you have to take that over to Whole Foods to return it? What's right. the procedure now?
My Kohl's drop off.
Yeah.
UPS store will take those.
So oh, they opened, okay. But who opened the, who were the boots being shipped to?
One of they're being returned. Returned back to Amazon.
Can you imagine the Amazon just warehouse guy just opening it and a cat jumps out?
Yeah.
What the hell,
oh
man?
There's a cat in here?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, no, the dog killed Christy Gnome's chicken, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But
maybe
shot it.
Maybe don't have your dog and the chickens in the same spot.
Right. Maybe, yeah. That's a good
idea. See if that dog could go live somewhere where there aren't chickens.
Man. Yeah.
Take the dog upstate to a farm.
Right. A real one.
Yeah.
Not the elusive going to a farm.
Let somebody else rescue the thing. Right. Take it away from chickens. But she obviously blew it away.
Well, it might have been acting oddly because I think dogs have a good sense of character. They can sniff out bad people.
And she's a horrible person, right? Yeah.
So Tyreek Hill has 10 kids.
Does he?
This was revealed. This came out yesterday. I don't know why it took till now to reveal that Tyreek Hill has 10 kids.
That's not good for those kids.
Four baby mamas, apparently.
Who is that? Sorry.
He's a Chiefs wide receiver. He was in trouble for
he was with the Dolphins
child
now.
Abuse.
Yeah,
but he was
Dolphins
with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's only broken the arm of one of them. So,
it's obvious who's not the favorite.
Yeah. He's had 2.5 kids then.
Yep.
But he has 10 kids?
But he's only broken 5% of the arms of his children. So
it's
a really low percentage. Yeah.
What a guy.
Oh, man.
The kid killed a chicken, you know.
Yeah. So he put him in a UPS box. Yeah.
It was widely known and reported he had 6 kids with 4 baby mama, but now the number is 10. And he says it's kind of a distraction when they all go to the games.
You think?
It's going to be a distraction when they all go anywhere.
Yeah, because he's got to spend his whole paycheck on all the seats.
Is it still 4 baby mamas?
Yeah, I think the baby mama number remains the same, but the baby.
Good for him. That's really responsible.
Is he with the last baby mama? Is he with any of them? I mean, like living with her, dating one, you know? And the rest are exes. Like one of them actually is current woman, the other 3 are exes with babies.
But then it would be 3 baby mamas and 1 girlfriend.
Right. Or a wife. We don't know.
Yeah.
I guarantee he hasn't married any of them.
No.
How many did Cromartie have?
13? Like 7. You're right. He was in the teens. I'm thinking of Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp was only like 7 or 8.
Didn't Adrian Peterson have a bunch too?
Yeah.
Children or baby mamas?
Children.
I guess it'd have to be both.
Probably both.
Yeah.
You can have a lot of sex.
Adrian Peterson's the one that is still shrouded in mystery. Like he won't admit to like how many kids, how many baby mamas.
There's a lot of guys like that. Yeah. Not just football players, man. You know.
Oh, a bunch of athletes. There are a ton of kids fathered by athletes that we don't know about and probably will never know about.
Yeah. No.
Doesn't Nick Cannon have like 15 kids seven baby mamas?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's got somebody pregnant at all times.
Right. Yeah. He's the leader in the baby Olympics right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's crazy, man.
I just watched a TLC special where this guy had something like 27 kids with like 10 or 11 different baby mamas, but the baby mamas didn't know about each other.
Oh,
so this
know.
One interviewer got them all in the same room and made them hold like the amount, like dolls for the amount of kids they had with this guy. So there's a bunch of grown women holding baby dolls, just seething in a room with each other. It was awesome.
Could you feel the homicidal rage growing?
I think I've seen that. I think I saw it.
Right?
You're right. And they were not happy.
They were not happy.
They were all judging each other too.
Well, especially because I think it was 3 or 4 of the baby mamas had children that were the same age. So
that's awkward.
Right.
You know, they got impregnated the same weekend, maybe even the same day.
Well, our favorite story is there's an old singer, Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. Probably begin the 50s, 60s.
Yep.
But he had so many kids. I don't know the number.
They had a reunion.
But eventually all of his biological children would get together and meet somewhere and have a reunion every year.
Oh my God.
You know, like it was over
50.
Yeah, it was 40 or 50 people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a whole slot at Elmwood Park.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. Yeah. Is that music in the background? Do I hear music in the background?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Rachel's got to go.
Thank you, Rachel.
Come see me in my underwear. Thanks for having me.
Go see her in her underwear tonight. And she's on comedy, too.
At the back line.
Yeah,
Late show,
too.
Like 9:30?
9:30. And Blazing Mics with Nick and Gary.
Yes, Friday, May 10th. The Funny Bone.
That's the Funny Bone.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Rachel. See
Thanks,
you then.
Thanks, guys.
See you soon. George Lopez later on this next hour. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, go,
or attending one live,
go,
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.